Well, let's talk to Tom Perry. Tom, as you know probably by now, runs Mandate Now, an organisation calling for mandatory reporting of child sex abuse. He's, I hesitate to use the phrase, a great friend of the programme, but he is, and he'll allow me to say that. What's going on, Tom? What's the worst that could happen if Greville Janner were to be put on trial?
Well, what an interesting point. Can I just take us in another direction very slightly?
Of
related
course.
And absolutely on topic, I do promise. I tend not to wobble on this, but I phoned him with a particular angle on this because I think it is quite important and it appears to be consistently being overlooked. Perhaps even by the DPP, although I can't believe that. She rather knows more about this than I do, I'm quite sure. But here's the point. There are a number of legal professionals that coalesce around Mandate Now, and we have been discussing this. In the Caldecott case, we had, or in the early Caldecott case...
Let me explain. This is the prep school you went to, where you were abused by teachers, and which in many ways became one of the starting points for this process of inquiry and this search for justice for people right across the country, going back decades.
Yep, indeed. And in 2001, I filed a complaint, and the person who I complained against was Roland Peter Wright, who is now serving a prison sentence for the abuse of others, not for the abuse that I experienced at his hands, unfortunately, because he applied for a pre-trial abuse of process hearing. Now, I'm very surprised that Lord Janner has not been charged, to be candid with you, because were he charged, and we know then what he is being charged with, his defense lawyers would immediately apply for a pre-trial abuse of process hearing. Now, this is an unevidenced hearing. You don't turn up with bundles and bundles of papers. You have a legal framework argument that says this man effectively, the reason we're applying for this pretrial abuse of process hearing is that this man cannot receive a fair trial. As a result of the passage of time, as a result of his health, and there are various reasons why an argument of that sort could be put forward into one of these hearings. What this gives us the opportunity of hearing, though, is all the evidence. So the evidence is actually spoken in court, not reams and reams of paper, you understand.
Yes.
It's that on this particular time, on this particular day, during this particular period, Lord Janner was doing X, Y, Z, and, of course, the CPS is there, making that argument. The defense puts its argument that says, well, no, that's not the case. And by the way, Lord Janner, in any case, cannot go to trial because the medical evidence is this.
Yes.
Okay, and we have the experts. Now, what has that given us that we don't have at the moment? That has put into the air all the assertions and the claims that are being made about Lord Janner.
It has let the light in, Tom.
You've got it in one. So well put, you see. I couldn't have thought
of
that.
Oh, shush.
But that's it. You're absolutely right. It's let the light in. We can all see what we're dealing with. At the moment, as a result of the DPP's decision, we can see nothing. And that has left an immense amount of frustration, particularly for those people who have come forward and made complaints against Lord Janner. The door's been shut again.
Mm.
This time by the very people who should hopefully in some way, shape or form be delivering some form of justice. And that hasn't happened.
Do you have a theory, I will be speculative, on why it hasn't happened?
No, I cannot fathom it out. I mean, all I do know is, and I have heard a rumble that, you know, one of the reasons this hasn't happened is because the CPS is up against the wall with money. Now, if they're looking down the back of the sofa for a few quid... that's a bit worrying. We know that the CPS has recently had received and lobbied for and received a £50 million injection because they're playing catch up with all these non-recent abuse cases, and they have a very busy work schedule on £50 million.
Yeah.
Do we stick Lord Janner in court now? Or can we get rid of it without going through the court process and the cost that involves?
I think the more you talk, the more mind-boggling and already mind-boggling issue or question becomes. Just to clarify one thing, because it's my own ignorance, this. The man that abused you was in prison, is in prison already, but has been considered unsuitable to face trial again.
He was considered unsuitable to face trial when I filed my complaint with four other men.
Yes.
I have not received any form of justice. He was considered too ill and everything else. We then had the Chosen documentary, as you may remember.
Of course I do, yes.
And the Chosen documentary prompted a number of other people to come forward. Those people managed to get a fair trial.
Had they been abused after you?
They had been abused both before me and after me.
So the notion we have, and you are a lot closer to this understanding than I am, that the law is somehow binary is absolutely bogus. I mean, the law is a movable feast. The law is as fluid as the human beings that impose it. And they can say on a Monday that this man can't face trial, and on a Wednesday he can face trial for exactly the same offences, albeit with different victims.
I'm afraid that's it. Yes.
Tom Perry, keep up the work that you do. I've probably said that to a few callers over the years. Rarely have I meant it quite as much as I do when I talk to you. You're